7 a.m. and you are listening to BFF.FM, Best Frequencies Forever. This is your musical savior, babies. Your leader in the resistance, Steve Fox. Tuesday. Change the Republic. Vote. Wake the F up.
You better hide. You better leave from my side. Why should I vote? Nothing ever changes. The system is rigged. Why bother? Whether you're trying to get dinner on the table after working a double shift, dropping baby off with grandma, or studying for exams, voting can feel like the furthest thing from your mind. You might even feel like it's just not worth it. But that's exactly what some people want you to think. The truth is, when we stay home, things stay the same or they get worse. But when we all vote, we get new ideas and new energy. We get leaders who share our values and listen to our voices. That's how we change America. And that's why it's so important to register right now and vote this November. And in every election, go to whenweallvote.org or text WEALLVOTE to 97779 to get started and know that your vote will make a difference. Be sure to get registered and get to the polls on November 6th.
BFF.FM.
Now you claim that everything's okay. Well, I
BFF.FM, best frequencies forever. Steve Fox, hanging with you. It is another Saturday. It is another Wake the F Up. And babies, it is right before Election Day. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, November 6th is coming up. It is time to get out and vote. It is time to make that blue wave into the blue tsunami. Hey, if you don't know where your voting place is, your polling place, super simple. All you got to do is Google it. Just type in, where is my polling place? And because of where you are, Google will calculate where your nearest polling place is so that you can go and vote on Tuesday. Every vote counts. Don't you forget it. We are going to do more and more rock and get you through this revolution right here. BFF.FM.
Dear young people.
Don't vote.
Don't vote.
Everything's fine the way it is.
Trump. That was us.
He's our guy.
Tax cuts for the rich? Hell yeah. I'm rich as fuck.
Climate change? That's a you problem. I'll be dead soon.
Sure, school shootings are sad.
But I haven't been in a school for 50 years.
I can't keep track of which lives matter.
Sure you don't like it.
So, you'll like some meme on Instagram.
If the weather is nice, maybe you could go to one of those little marches.
You might even share this video on Facebook.
But you won't vote.
You young people never do.
But I do. I do.
I do.
Midterms, primaries.
Every single election.
We'll be there. But you won't.
Because we're a generation of doers.
Not whiners.
And we're doing great.
BFF.FM. FM, best frequencies forever. Sonic Youth doing a really psychedelic, trippy version Superstar, Carpenter's old hit. Right here on Wake the F Up, Steve Fox hanging with you and babies. Like I said earlier, Tuesday is election day and you need to go out and vote. And just as a reminder, if you don't think your singular vote is going to count, oh, what does my vote do? You might be saying to yourself. Check this out. The U.S. Senate races that the Democrats have to win to pull off a pretty big upset to take over the Senate, they're all within the margin of error. McCaskill and Hawley in Missouri. McCaskill up by 2. Indiana, Donnelly, Braun. Donnelly down by 2. I'm only naming the Democrats because that's all you got to vote for. If the Democrats put up a loaf of bread or a ham sandwich in your district, vote that ham sandwich. Nevada, Rosen up by 3. Florida, Nelson down by 2. Arizona, Sinema down by 7. You see where I'm going? Every vote counts. Make a plan if you don't have a plan. If you do have a plan, share your plan with others. Tell them how you're going to vote. Make a plan with them and take them to vote. Knock this thing out of the park. Because on Wednesday morning, yeah, I want the Republicans to be thunderstruck. BFF.FM. Yeah.
seat. Ooh, driver's seat.
Yeah.
Driver's seat. Ooh, driver's seat. Yeah. Yeah. Driver's
a lot of our elected officials are uninformed. Okay, is there any kind of introduction, or are we just plunging in and then you guys will... I don't care about politics. Look, I don't care about Pokemon, but that doesn't mean it won't keep on coming back. That's actually what people in power are betting on, that you'll check out, that you won't vote. And when you opt out, that's what allows other people to essentially fill that void. It allows them to do nothing about the things that you'd like to see government do. So if you really want to throw a wrench in their plans, throw them out. Vote in somebody better. Next. Why bother voting when I can't relate to the candidates? Now, this is actually a good question. For way too long, politicians haven't been representative of America as a whole. But that's changing this year. More women are running for office than ever before. More LGBT candidates are running for office. First-time candidates, young veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan, young leaders from across the political spectrum. So this year, more than any other year, you have the chance to change the face of politics so that it looks more like your own. You remember those hearings where members of Congress were asking Mark Zuckerberg questions like they'd never used the internet before? That's because they haven't. Here's your chance to vote for people who actually know what the internet is. My vote doesn't matter. Now, the last presidential election turned on fewer than 100,000 votes in three states. More people go to Coachella. Look, when it comes to something like Dancing with the Stars, people actually think their vote matters. But a vote in this November's election actually does matter. It could elect people who make our criminal justice system fair, and your student loans easier to afford. And by the way, you wouldn't let your grandparents pick your playlist. Why would you let them pick your representative who's gonna determine your future? Midterm elections are boring. Let me know when we're talking about a presidential race. Sometimes these elections are even more important than a presidential race. This November, 36 states are picking a governor. Every single spot in the House of Representatives is on the ballot. Fill them with people who care about what you care about. Elections, by the way, aren't boring. You know what's boring? Scrolling through endless photos of your dinner on Instagram. That's boring. I don't know the candidates well enough. I'm uninformed. There are people running for office who don't think women should get equal pay for equal work, who don't think we should do anything about schools getting shot up, or who think we shouldn't raise the minimum wage for people who are working their tails off every day but still can't afford to pay the rent. Vote them out. Vote for somebody who shares your values. Also, this thing has something called Google. You can't use Google to figure out which candidates on your local ballot think that the earth is flat and climate change is a hoax. Google is super easy to read. I don't know where I'm supposed to vote. This one's easy. Do you know your address? If you do, just go to vote.org. Plug in your address. It'll tell you where to vote. It's that simple. There's no joke here. Which is, there shouldn't be, because it's just like pretty simple. All right, next. I don't have time to vote. I understand that it's not always easy to find time to vote on a Tuesday. That's why in every state, you can get an absentee ballot, which you can mail in or drop off ahead of Election Day. And in 37 states, you can actually vote early, which is like going to a private Jay-Z Beyonce concert, just without Jay-Z and Beyonce. But take some friends anyway, beat the lines, because like most things, voting's more fun when you do it together. Share the video and tell your friends to vote on November 6th. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
You know, I'd stay for the wrap party, but I've got other stuff to do.
BFF.FM.
Life is so strange when you don't know how can you tell where you're going to. You can't be sure of any situation. Something could change and then you won't know.
BFF.FM Destination Unknown Missing Persons. Steve Fox here with you on another Wake the F Up. You can call this the Let's Just Fucking Do This edition of Wake the F Up. Tuesday, Election Day. It's voting time, babies. It's from Vote Save America. Frequently asked questions. What's the first thing I should do before I vote? Well, there's three things. Check your voter registration status to make sure your name is still on the list at the right address. Even if you've registered and voted before, check to be sure that you're still on the voter roll. This is especially true if you haven't voted recently. Go to votesaveamerica.com/verify to check yourself. Verify that you're voting. That's number two. Even if you voted at the same place forever, polling locations can change. So go here to find your polling location. votesaveamerica.com/make a plan. Find out whether your state requires you to show an ID before you vote. That is number three. You can see if your state has voter ID rules and what kind of ID you need to use right here. votesaveamerica.com/states. Then make sure you have it on you before you go out and vote. Some states allow same-day registration, meaning you can register when you show up to vote. Sometimes you have to register in a different location than your actual polling location, but double check. votesaveamerica.com/states. You have a choice on Tuesday. You have a choice to push this republic in the direction of justice and decency and fairness, where we are all uplifted, where we all have a shot. The corporate oligarchy that is in control has to be broken. Get out there. Vote.
Practically every one of the top 40 records being played on every radio station in the United States is a communication to the children to take a trip, to cop out, to groove. The psychedelic jackets on the record album have their own hidden symbols and messages, as well as all the lyrics of all the top rock songs. And they all sing the same refrain. It's fun to take a trip. Put acid in your veins.
BFF.FM. Supernaut, best frequencies forever. Wake the F up. Steve Fox, hanging with you for a little while longer right here on the greatest radio station in the nation, in this republic. Coming up at 8 a.m., Label It is on the air. And babies, I just wanted to end today's show. I wanted to end today's show on a positive note. This is the positive note. People say, oh, why are you getting out to vote? Well, yeah, you could say that you're voting against something. You're voting against the orange shit gibbon that's sitting in the White House, all his policies, and all the people that surround him. But no, there are other things. We are voting for things. We are voting for equal rights among all people. We are voting for healthcare for all. We are voting for a more just economy. Tuesday is election day, and Tuesday is your chance to turn this republic around. Make a plan. Share that plan. Get out. Vote. Do it. Next week, babies, I predict we're going to have a party. Till I talk to you again, stand up. Fight back. Never give in. And resist. Vote on Tuesday. Fox out.
It's a beach party, Vietnam. Surfing with the Viet Cong. Cooking hot dogs with napalm. A beach party, Vietnam. Frankie and Annette were laying on the sand when Frank got a letter from his Uncle Sam. Said, get Moondog and all your friends. You're all invited to a beach party, Vietnam. Surfing with the Viet Cong. Cooking hot dogs with napalm. A beach party, Vietnam. Hey Frankie, aren't you gonna give me your class ring? Oh, I'm afraid I can't do that, Annette. Why not? Cause I don't have any arms. Beach party, Vietnam. Surfing with the Viet Cong. Cooking hot dogs with napalm. A beach party, Vietnam. Annette, she wants Frankie's ring. Frankie wants Annette's thing. They're laying on the west coast. There's gonna be a wiener roast. The beach party, Vietnam. Surfing with the Viet Cong. Cooking hot dogs with napalm. A beach party, Vietnam.
So were those who did the fighting. In World War II, the average age of the combat soldier was 26. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19.
The heaviest fighting of the past 2 weeks continued today, 25 miles northwest of Saigon.
I wasn't really sure what was going on.
Soldier typically served a 12-month tour of duty, but was exposed to hostile fire almost every day. 19.
In Saigon, a U.S. military spokesman said,
said today more than 700 enemy troops were killed last week in that sensitive border area. Throughout all of South Vietnam, the enemy lost a total of 2,689 soldiers.
Psychiatrists call post-traumatic stress disorder. Many vets complain of alienation, rage, or guilt. Some succumb to suicidal thoughts. 8 to 10 years after coming home, almost 800,000 men are still fighting the Vietnam War.